You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined in the studio by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Guys, we're getting close to Christmas. I'm excited.
I'm excited and dumbfounded that 2012 just went whoosh.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm still trying to get over that.
I'm still trying to wrap presents.
Yeah, I understand. Well, you got like 4 days.
At least you have presents to wrap. You're ahead of some of us.
I mean, I kind of cheated. I get a lot of gift cards this year because that way everybody can get the gift they want. I don't have to choose something for them.
Create a wish list on Amazon. That's all you got to do. Just email that link to your friends. Say,
that's
just get
what
off
I do.
This. Done. All right. Well, we got a great show leading into our Christmas episode. Say hello to former guest on the show, Cindy McPherson, a partner with The Interior Partners. Welcome back, Cindy.
Thank you. Great to be back.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for coming back and hanging with the three of us. Cindy, before we get into it, take a second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, my background goes way back in interior design, construction, development. I've been in the new home industry for a very long time. I am actually a professional ASID and NCIDQ certified designer. Predominantly, we focus on model homes, sales centers, and clubhouses in the new construction field.
So tell us a little bit more about The Interior Partners. You know, what type of builders do you work with and what areas of the country? And, you know, what's your ideal client like?
We work with all kinds of builders, some of the big national builders that are publicly owned companies, the smaller builders, the independents. Actually, we're happy to work with any of them. Predominantly, we're in the Southeast. We have wheels, we'll travel. That seems to be the most efficient way to run our business. We have a good handle on the demographic throughout the Southeast. We want to give them whatever it takes to help them sell their houses. We look at ourselves as marketing partners. Our goal is to create sales just like theirs.
What are the two or three things that really set you apart? What are you best at?
Okay, I think number one is having been a builder and a developer, I have really excellent knowledge of the construction and the construction industry. That being said, it gives me more insight having been on all sides of this industry. As far as design, we really do a lot of research on the demographic. Every model home we do, we make sure that the specific buyer that they're targeting is going to walk in the door and immediately identify and fall in love with the house. So with that being said, we consider ourselves, it's not decorating, it's model home merchandising, and it really is a psychology.
It's got to be interesting because you're really designing homes for all different types of buyer profiles.
Absolutely. And lots of times we are not designing homes for ourselves. We are not the buyer profile. So it makes it more interesting because we can step outside of ourselves. Think, okay, who is this buyer? What kind of colors are they going to go for? Age has a lot to do with that. Financial situations, you know, where they fall. Are they first time home buyers? Are they third time home buyers? Lots of different elements enter in. And also the communities where the models are going, you know, what kind of amenity packages do they have? Do they have a lot of focus on the high school? Then we want to incorporate that into the model home. You know, one of the children is going to be involved with the football program, perhaps, because the high school is a big selling factor. We want to make sure we drive that point home.
Wait, how do you do that? Because, I mean, you have a national scope. Demographics are all over the place. Price ranges are all over the place. What really intrigued me was your comment is you're not designing for yourself. And talk a little bit more about how you take on that other persona and figure that. I mean, is it just art or is there specific things you do?
We start with talking to the on-site sales agent. Who are the people that are coming in the door? What size are their families? What are the ages of their children? And then we go back and actually we'll do a little research, pull up just general demographic information through a couple different sources that will tell us things like the median age of the area and the financials, you know, the median income of the area, things like that. And then we just jump into it. And lots of times we identify with retailers, certain age groups like Pottery Barn, certain age groups like Restoration Hardware, certain age groups like CB2. So we will take a retailer that age group is going to identify with and kind of get that feel happening in the house.
All right. We'll be back with Cindy McPherson after this commercial break.
Hey, Adam, how's the house hunting going?
You know, actually, my wife and I have decided to purchase a newly built home, but we have reservations about choosing the right home builder. We want someone that, you know, builds to high standards and is going to be there if something goes wrong.
I purchased my home from a 210 Home Buyers Warranty Builder member. It's a program that only accepts the best of the builders, and their homes come with 10 years of structural warranty protection. Made my decision easy.
For 10 years? Wow. Well, I'll definitely be looking for a 210 Home Buyers Warranty Builder member.
Visit 2-10.com to learn more. That's 2-10.com. Long live happy homes.
All right, and we're back with Cindy McPherson, partner with The Interior Partners.
So, Cindy, I guess it's always a good feeling to know that you got it right when the model becomes the top seller at the community.
Absolutely, and most often that's what happens. They'll sell out of that floor plan first. Then they're like, oh no, what can we do? Sometimes we have to close down that model, refit it, and put it in another floor plan so they can move that floor plan. So people can't visualize. It helps so much with the sales when they see a completed, decorated home.
Yeah, I want to probe your brain a little bit about trends. I mean, I've been accused of having most of my wardrobe is older than my children. And so I'm kind of a laggard in that regard. But I would think you really have to be on top of trends. So a two-part question. What trends are you seeing and what kind of things do you do to make sure that you're right up there on the leading edge?
As a certified designer, I have to have continued ed. And one of the courses I always take is the color projections. And the course I will take will generally be projecting 2 years out. Trends, also a good gauge is go to Macy's. Walk through the women's department. What kind of colors are you seeing? Where are they focusing the colors in fashion? Interiors always come right behind fashion. That's a good way to project. And then a lot of it has to do with what's going on in world affairs right now. Absolutely. I could go on and on.
Yeah, I don't see that connection at all.
Let me see. We've seen a lot of retro looks. You've noticed a lot of things are coming back. That is because society wants to look back where it feels safe versus forward. So we get a lot more retro type feels in that situation. You'll notice that interiors have gotten a lot cleaner. Even traditional is a little cleaner. Contemporary is a little more subtle. That's because economically we're not thriving right now. So people want things more simple. When the economy starts to improve, we're going to see a lot more decadent interiors. We're going to see more fringe. We're going to see more gobbledygook. It all goes hand in hand, always.
So the bling will be back.
Bling. And we're all really looking forward to the bling coming back because that means that our economy is doing well.
Yeah, it's interesting. You hadn't really thought about that. I wonder if the same is true in clothing trends.
You know, I would imagine, well, I'm not sure because I think clothing is kind of blingy right now.
Yeah.
And
I have my new red blingy shirt on
today. You know, I've got blingy going on too. Yeah. You know, so
Is this blingy?
Not so much.
I didn't think so.
It's kind of got a military feel to it.
I'm thinking Old Navy. Of course, it could be that famous French designer Target.
I don't remember.
Yeah. But yeah, all those things enter in. Color palettes are the same way. Warm colors, when people want to cocoon, we've had a trend towards warmer colors. People want to cocoon, stay home. If you think about the 80s when everything was glass and bright and mauve and light, well, the economy, you know, people felt safer in the 80s than they do now. So it's all related.
You just got some award, I understand.
Tell us.
Go ahead and brag a little bit.
Actually, we took 3 gold awards at the Obies and 1 silver. We took the gold for our model at the Estates at Big Creek for the 299 and under. We took the gold for our model at Lakestone for the 3 to 450. And we took the gold for the attached 299 and under model.
It's really exciting. Congratulations.
Very exciting.
I am impressed.
Well, I just want to ask, I know you're out there a lot and you work all over the Southeast. What do you see as far as trends for model homes in 2013?
Again, I'm seeing model homes are a little bit cleaner. Not as much gobbledygook, not as many tchotchkes as we used to see. More statement pieces. So maybe people are starting to perceive more of a value to things because there's more expensive items and less expensive items.
All right. Well, Cindy, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and where can they learn more about The Interior Partners?
We have a website, www.theinteriorpartners.com. They can email me at Cindy, it's C-I-N-D-I, at theinteriorpartners.com as well.
All right. Cindy McPherson, a partner with The Interior Partners. It was great to have you back. Thanks for joining us and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to y'all too.
Thanks.
All right. We'll be back with our next guest after today's deal of the day.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
Okay, Carol, what have you got for us?
Well, this is a fun one from one of our favorite builders, Ashton Woods Homes. You can give yourself the gift of home for the holidays, and it comes with a free move-in package.
Free move-in package?
Yeah,
I'm not exactly sure what that means, though.
Yeah, we don't do a lot of those. What? Tell me more about that.
Well, I was hoping you would ask. It's a refrigerator, washer-dryer, and then faux wood blinds all the way throughout.
Wow.
And as if that was not enough.
There's
more. It comes with all closing costs.
Whoa.
Gulp.
So closing costs.
Holy cow. Fridge, washer, dryer.
And blinds. So fridge, washer, dryer, blinds, and closing cost.
That's a lot of stuff.
And wow. Of course, there is a catch.
Uh-oh.
You got to have the catch. So they've got a list of existing inventory homes.
Yeah.
This is good on because it's got to close by December 28th of 2012.
Okay.
So you've got to close. You've got to move quick. You've got to close this year. And there's, you know, a select group of homes that's available, but they are all over Atlanta. So, you know, townhomes in Sandy Springs, single family homes in Suwanee and Smyrna and South Forsyth, single family in Johns Creek and Milton. Love those areas. Cumming, Alpharetta, Mapleton, Johns Creek, and Woodstock.
I mean, Holy cow, they're all
everywhere. So it's everywhere you want to be. And just, you know, phenomenally, again, you know, prices all over the place. Prices from, you know,
What's in Smyrna?
What's in Smyrna, he asked. Let's see. Smyrna is Brookfield Park at West Village.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is.
And they have one home available there. It's the Whitmore. It's a 5-bedroom, 3-bath. It was $393, and now it's marked down to $374.9. So fantastic price, great location, and then it comes with the free move-in package, which is a refrigerator, washer, dryer, and wood blinds, and all closing costs.
That is awesome.
That's stunning.
No, I'm thinking about all those different communities. I'm going to put some miles on my car.
Yep. Better get out there and start driving before somebody else gobbles these up.
It applies to all existing inventory.
Well, it's select existing inventory because I think these are finished homes as opposed to some that they may have under construction. So, you know, they've got it's on their website. So you can go to their website and you can check out what's available still. And I'm sure they'll be updating that because these are selling pretty quick.
What's that website again?
Todd, I'm so glad you asked. The website is ashtonwoodshomes.com/Atlanta.
Okay. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. Say hello to David Clow, the president of Waterford Homes. Welcome to the show, David.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Well, the pleasure is ours. David, before we get into it, do take a second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I've been in home building for a long time, my entire career. I started in working for a home builder when I was summer jobs, going to college, and decided to give that a try full-time upon graduation. So worked for a couple of large companies. Moved to Atlanta in 1979, working for a large national builder at the time. Worked for a couple of larger builders, and then started my own company, Waterford Homes, in 1991. Since that time, and I should also point out, I started it with Don Shanks, who is still with me today, and we've had a great time together for 22 years now. Since that time, we've built a little over 2,500 homes throughout metro Atlanta, mostly on the north side. We've built in most of the counties north of I-20. Been a really wonderful career and great industry to be part of.
So tell us a little bit more about Waterford Homes. What styles of homes do you build and what price point?
Primarily, we're in what we would call the move-up market. We've built most of our homes have been in communities that have nice amenities. They're larger homes, typically around 3,000 square feet, and today's price range in the threes and fours, although we started at more of a entry-level builder and have also built quite a few custom homes that are more expensive over the time. Today, we're building in three communities, one in the heart of the city of Milton at Crabapple Station, which is a very walkable community and kind of a craftsman-style community with both single-family and townhomes there. and they were building in two communities in Smyrna, Stonecrest Manor and West Haven. Fantastic access, sort of in town, out of town, in Smyrna and East Cobb, close to Vinings, close to 285, and things are going well. As any builder's been, has been in business as long as we have, it certainly was. It's been an interesting ride the last few years, but we've been able to find a way to work through it, deal with the industry issues, and come out and start over again, and things are going well.
I understand you just won some kind of an award. Tell us about that. Brag a little bit.
Oh, I'm not much into bragging. I think awards, as the owner of the company and president, I think I get the credit for the work of an awful lot of good people. But I was the last year's winner of the Home Builders of Georgia Builder of the Year. I think that's as much a recognition of the effort of our team members for a long time that enabled me to spend some time doing things on behalf of the industry. I've been very involved in both the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association and the Home Builders of Georgia over the years, and I think that's something that I'm proud and happy to have been able to do. And I'd certainly encourage all the folks that have been blessed to be part of this industry and successful in it to give some of their time to help promote our industry and help our fellow members succeed. One of the things we're doing right now, put a little plug in, is we've created a health insurance program for the state and our members, and it's going very well. And I think it's going to provide benefits to our members for many years to come. So that's been taking a lot of time, but I think it's going to be very worthwhile.
It's really exciting. It's always nice to be able to recognize someone in the Greater Atlanta, you know, HBA, that's giving back and, you know, helping to propel the industry forward. You caught my attention earlier with your community in Crabapple. Tell us a little bit about those homes and, you know, what it's near and what buyers can expect.
Well, it's right in the heart of Crabapple, the old Crabapple Crossroads. It's very walkable. It's close to Milton High School. Obviously, schools are a big factor for most people. But it's the homes are about 3,000 square feet. They're relatively small lots, but again, the community is very walkable with access to shopping and say good schools and good jobs. So,
well, I know Carol's partial to Milton, but personally, I'm kind of a Cobb County guy, and so I'm a little more curious about some more detail about the two places in Smyrna.
Again, they're single family communities. They're somewhat secluded. And but very close access to 285 Vinings, the airport, right in the very close to the heart of Smyrna, right off Atlanta Road.
All right, we'll be back with David Clow after this commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Dave Clow, president of Waterford Homes.
Dave, I understand you have a program where you'll build on a lot that someone already owns.
Yes, we do that as well. We'll meet with a customer, either a lot. We can either work with them to help them find a lot, and this is probably directed more in town. We're currently building in Decatur, building a home that was originally a teardown, but we're also meeting with customers on their own lot, people that would like to live in, say, not a normal, you know, standard builder-developer community, but would like to take advantage of our team. You know, we have a team of professionals that know how to deliver good quality homes at a fair price, and we're able to make us available to build on your own lot, even if it's not in one of our own communities.
Bunch of lucky homeowners getting to work with your team. You know, speaking of homeowners, what trends do you see that they're looking for in new homes today?
Well, I think that, you know, the word value is used a good bit today. I don't think value ever went away. I think at the end of the day, value also starts, though, with great design. I don't think homeowners are interested in dumbing down their product. I think they still want the great quality product that we try to deliver, and that means staying on top of today's trends and the right products, the right materials. Work with a design firm, Bridget Boylan Interiors, for almost our entire career, and Bridget does a tremendous job of helping us stay on top of what the current trends are out there. I think our job as a builder is to understand what the customer wants, what's available today that we can deliver at a price that fits their budget. And I think we do an outstanding job of figuring out what makes sense and, what maybe doesn't make sense.
Well, when I put myself in the position of home buyer and I hear you say design is mm-hmm. really the key, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. Talk a little bit about the process that you go through with a buyer, you know, with your design center and help getting the right kind of design and features that an individual might want.
Well, the first thing is the house, and we work with our architect to understand what the buyer's needs are to begin with, and a basic idea of the budget, what maybe some homes they've seen that they like, and then we'll work generally we start with one of our plans, able to customize it to meet the needs of the family. Once we've settled on the plan, they would meet with our designer in terms of the typical interior features, colors, exterior colors, and schemes, and so forth. Bridget has a great office in Norcross, and we would meet with them there, go through the process, and it's a little daunting for most customers, but we're able to take the time and work them through it.
So speaking of design and the price point that you build, are you seeing, you know, trends as far as kitchens and masters and, you know, great rooms? What do people want?
I think some of the things that surprised us a little bit, we're seeing a little bit of return to what we might call classic or vintage colors in some cases. White kitchens have come back, which we didn't do for a long time. Even a little bit of throwback to the 50s look with some subway tile and kitchens. Painted brick, people are interested in that. Outdoor living spaces are key. Atlanta has a superb climate, and people want to bring the outside in and be able to use their outdoor spaces. Even some things like mixing some classic looks with some contemporary in terms of light fixtures. Everybody has their own taste. Again, it's I think, not as maybe trendy, but going more to the classic and vintage look. We've seen some of that here recently.
Talk a little bit more about the exterior. What kind of specific features are folks looking for?
Well, we're still seeing a mixture of materials, shakes and siding and brick. And again, I think we've just always tried to focus on classic design, things that look right, that look proportional, and without being, over the top, if you would, that we might have seen a few years ago, that people want to spend their money where they know it's going to be valuable for a long time to come.
Talk a little bit about why you're different. I mean, there's a lot of home builders out there. There's a lot of choices for someone that's going to look for a home. Why should I choose you guys?
I think the entire building experience with us, I don't know that we're specific in terms of one thing that stands out, but, I guess we call ourselves the confidence builder. If you build with us, you can be confident that you're going to get a great house at a very fair price and work with our team. One of the things I'm most proud of is that we've worked with the same core group of people in our company for many, many years, and our trade partners and the subcontractors that work with us, the suppliers, the bankers, we've been able to put together a fantastic team, and I just happen to be lucky enough to be the leader of it, but get the credit for it, but that's not really me. It's the work of all these people, and you build a house with us, you get the talents of what I would call the best people in our industry.
Well, David, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Waterford Homes?
Again, the best place is our website, waterfordhomes.com, and you can find all of our communities and our features and so forth there, and contact as well, or you can always call our phone number at 770-448-2175.
David Clow, president of Waterford Homes. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, that wraps today's show. You can find us on iTunes or at AtlantaRealEstateForum.com. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, leave us a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Cindy McPherson and David Clow, show producer Delaney Young, co-host Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.